from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, one person is dead following a possible shooting at the Jersey Shore last night. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office is conducting a homicide investigation near the Chelsea Avenue Beach at Pier Village in Long Branch, but did not disclose details about the incident. Witnesses telling News 12 a crowd was enjoying a concert around 9 p.m. At the end of the warmest day of the year, the crowd suddenly started running away when what was thought to be gunfire erupted. The investigation is ongoing. Four detainees are missing from a controversial ICE detention center in Newark after a riot in which detainees took control over parts of the facility. NJ.com reporting as many as 50 ICE detainees inside Delaney Hall staged a revolt Thursday night and pushed down a wall of their dorm. Others reportedly made ropes out of bed sheets to get out of the third floor. At least four detainees are unaccounted for. A manhunt has been launched to try to find them. The report says detainees were angry about the timeliness and the quality of their food. Mayor Ross Baraka, who was arrested at Delaney Hall just last month, says problems at the site stem from lack of oversight. The number of shooting victims in New Jersey dropped to 778 last year, a 16% decrease from 2023 and a major drop of around 50% from 2012. Attorney General Matt Plotkin says it's thanks in large part to the work his office has done to curtail gun violence.
Everybody wants safer communities. And when we empower people to be a part of that process and work with law enforcement, we can be more effective.
On Thursday, Plotkin announced new guidelines for how law enforcement and community-based violence intervention programs should work together. He says so far this year, the state is on track for another decrease in shooting victims. This portion of the news made possible by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Their annual Guest Appreciation Day is this Friday, June 13th. Enjoy unlimited rides all night from 4 to 11 p.m. for just $15 per rider. For hours and info, visit FantasyIslandLBI.com. New Jersey Transit launching a new tool for planning outings to sample not just New Jersey crafted spirits, but a slice.
Customers can click on a new interactive pizza and pints map found at njtransit.com. The map shows about 150 food and beverage establishments within walking distance of New Jersey Transit's bus, rail, and light rail stations. Users can search by location, transit line, or type of business, pizzeria, brewery, winery, or distillery. NJ Transit President and CEO Chris Calori says the map is designed to boost recreational ridership as well as economic activity for New Jersey businesses. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's New Jersey forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Yes, we have to talk about some rain this weekend, but there will be far more dry hours than wet ones across New Jersey, and the risk of severe weather will stay low. Also, today looks fine. Skies mostly cloudy, weather probably dry during the day, and it's not as hot and not as humid as yesterday. Look for highs this afternoon around 80 degrees. Looks like our batch of rain will roll in late this evening. Overnight low temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow's high is only mid-60s. It's going to be cloudy and pretty cool. Scattered rain continues through the morning. That'll be the wettest part of the weekend. Then trending drier in the afternoon. Just some lingering showers. A few spot showers on Sunday. Still overcast. Highs in the upper 60s. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Builders General. When it's time to tackle those upcoming home projects, look no further than Builders General. They have the expertise and the best home building and renovation products. Stop into one of their showrooms, or you can visit them online at buildersgeneral.com. Weather brought to you by Builders General, and it's 72 degrees in Phillipsburg, 75 in Princeton. Cherry Hill is 77. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.